WJTL, welcome to the Grand Ole Opry. That's Steve Curtis Chapman, Where the Bluegrass Grows. I love the sound of that. Danny Gokey's Hope in Front of Me prior to that. Good morning, Mindy and Fred with you. Happy Tuesday, 7:20.
I feel like I heard Ricky Skaggs
I'm pretty sure he was in there and singing, yeah.
Partly sunny skies today, 59 for your high. Mostly clear overnight, low down to 36. Winning Wednesday, 51 for the high and sunshiny skies. Colder weather coming in Thursday into the weekend. Now, currently it's 41.
This morning, our friends from Born to Be Different hanging out with us. Nicole, Derek, Paris, and Tyler are here. Good morning, everyone.
Hi again.
Great to have you all here. Nicole Yutzi is the executive director of Born to Be Different. And Nicole, you told us Backstage the Musical is your new show.
Yes.
And you wrote it with some of the students.
Yes, with one of the kids. Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah. Tell us, I mean, what's it mean to you? What is it all about?
Sure. So Backstage Musical is all about the things that go wrong during theater. I mean, from stage sets falling down to people not getting their casting call, to not having scripts, to people being unconscious during a live show and having
All those anxiety dreams you have as a performer. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. Everything that everyone could possibly imagine that goes wrong or is hilariously wrong goes wrong in the show. And yes. they put this on. But
Wanda,
yeah,
it actually has a strangely spelled name and gets mistaken for a man on the cast sheet.
Oh, yeah. No.
And so ends up having to play a man, which is hilarious.
It's so funny.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, and very, very just funny things like that have happened throughout theater. All of us have been in theater for a long time, so we've kind of combined our experiences and put them into a show.
But as far as the moral of the story?
Oh, yeah. It's all about finding joy. Like, Violet is she's an optimist, and even though everything is literally crashing down around her, and everyone's, like, giving up on her, and people want to quit, and just everything's going wrong, she still somehow managed to find joy and find the bright side of what's happening. And at the very, very end, it's probably one of my favorite ending scenes of all times. There's this beautiful scene where they get the review from the critic that they've, like, been working for. Mm-hmm. And he basically just reams them over the coals. Just,
wow.
And it says it's awful, it's terrible. And yet somehow she pulls out one tiny little bright spot in it. And it's beautiful. It's
so I see
beautiful.
Where you wrote yourself into it.
Oh, no. I don't know if I'd go that far.
We are striving to be Violet.
Yes, that's our goal.
And Nicole, when is it happening?
It's happening next weekend, 16 and 17, here at the Junction Center. We're very excited. We have four shows. Two on Saturday, 2:00 and 7:00, and two on Sunday at 2:00 and 7:00.
Awesome. And Derek Martin was with us. He's the artistic director. And Derek, I know there's always a lot of people involved in a show.
Yes, that there are. There are a ton of people involved with this. We have, a 17-person cast? 20. Okay, see, I don't even know who's in the cast anymore. It's been so long.
So many, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So we have people that are in the cast that are also acting as stage crew because it's about a theater production.
Because it's about the theater.
So they're
that
actually going
out.
To be doing stage crew type things as well, which is really, really fun. But then we also have stage crew outside of that, and that's like three or four people. And then that are also in the show. One of them actually makes a full-on appearance twice on stage. Our stage manager actually does.
Oh, that's fun.
You know, he has to interact with the narrator.
Well, sure, that's how it should
be. Which is really fun.
Love that.
And then we have just like myself and Nicole, and there are other people that are helping to build sets and costumes and painting sets, and all sorts of other things are happening at the same time. Hair and makeup is getting done, so we have like a hair and makeup team.
Yeah.
That we've assembled. And it's so, yeah, we just want to thank all of those people for being involved because it's a big deal putting a show together.
Well, and when you see a show, you never realize how many people that make that happen.
Yeah. Yeah. So thank you to all of those people once again.
That's very cool. And this morning, Paris and Tyler are here. Paris is playing Violet. Tyler is playing Angelo. And you guys are going to do a little section. Do you need to set this up at all, Paris?
Yeah. So this scene, Angelo comes to Violet with a review in the newspaper saying that this critic is going to come and review their show. Violet thinks this is great. Angelo does not.
All right, great. Go for it.
Violet? Oh, no. Violet, I have horrible news.
Oh, Angelo, you always do.
Read this.
Sweet goodness, is this real?
Sadly.
Winston Charles is coming to review our show. This is amazing!
No. No, this is not amazing. In fact, it is the very opposite of amazing. We can't have a theater critic come see our show. It's not even ready.
What? Yes, we are. Our show is amazing.
Our show is not amazing. In fact, it is the very opposite of amazing.
And he'll write him an amazing review.
I don't think that word means what you think it means. I just don't get it. We had to be on the bottom of the list of shows to see. At least I was hoping.
Yeah, bottom. Bottom of the barrel. But after his review hits the papers, everyone will come from all over to see our show.
Violet.
And then we'll be the top theater around. We'll be on top. Bottom of the barrel, my foot.
Violet.
And I'll prove them all wrong. All those people who said I couldn't do it can just sit there in their wrongness and be wrong.
Violet.
And they can just sit there watching this make it to the top.
Violet, we don't have time for another one of your productions.
Oh, that was great, guys. Woo! Well done. And I could see your characters in there, and they come out so well. Well done. Good job. Nicole, tell everybody again when this is happening backstage,
absolutely,
the musical.
Absolutely. It is happening here at the Junction Center next weekend, November 16 and 17. We are very excited. It is a set in the 20s, so it is a Broadway show. Lots of fun jazz and all kinds of those fantastic steps that just make everyone happy.
And enjoy.
Yes.
Yeah, love it.
It's
if
fantastic.
Folks want to get tickets.
Absolutely. They can visit the Junction Center's website here and purchase tickets online.
Reserve tickets online.
Tickets are free. However, we will take an offering at intermission just to cover costs and all that stuff because we are a nonprofit and things do cost things. So.
Yes, they do. Nonprofit doesn't mean everything's free.
Exactly. Yeah. But if you're looking for a great family show with lots of fun and just a good laugh, this is definitely the show you want to come to. Yeah.
So thejunctioncenter.com is where you could get tickets. If you want more information about Born to Be Different in their productions, b2bd.org. How's that sound?
Absolutely.
Great.
Guys, thank you all for coming today.
Thank you for having us.
Oh, we loved having you. And come back anytime.
We'll
see you in a week.
Yes, we will.
Lauren Daigle, back to the music. This is How Can It Be.